Standing on the waterfront in downtown Newport, crowds of people walk around admiring several yachts moored alongside the many restaurants and shops that the City by the Sea offers. In a couple of weeks, every marina in Newport will be nearly fully booked. Boats are making their way up to the Northeast, in part to enjoy New England's ideal cruising grounds, protected harbors, and quality restaurants, but also to take advantage of marine services offered in Rhode Island that rival those in many major world ports. A short walk down the waterfront is Newport Shipyard. On any weekday, you will find yacht owners, captains, and workers walking to and from the work sheds that offer carpentry work, painting, and general maintenance. Pretty much any service a boat requires can be found either through the shipyard or someone who works closely with it. A large blue travel lift stands at the ready. This machine is capable of hauling boats of up to 200 feet in length in and out of the water. The shipyard's docks can cater to boats of up to 350 feet. Some of these mega yachts have up to 5 decks and even a helipad or two. Mega yachts like these need constant maintenance, so having a yard like this in the Northeast is essential for attracting yachts to the area. Jim Thompson runs his carpentry, painting, and finishing company out of Newport Shipyard. Thompson and his workers provide services to boats that need furniture, varnishing, antique deck work, among other things. It's early in the season, but Thompson already has a heavy workload.
The season has started off early. It's mid-April, and large yachts are already starting to come up from the Caribbean. So it's actually starting off very well.
Newport is famous for its sailing history, most notably for hosting the America's Cup from 1930 to 1983. The race is considered one of the most prestigious in the world. This year, it will be held in Bermuda. Although Bermuda is more than 700 miles away on a yacht, this trip can be made in a couple of days, an easy journey if timed right. Thompson and others in the industry expect a busier season because of Bermuda's relative proximity to Newport.
There's a lot of scheduling going on to utilize Newport as a base before and after the Cup.
Like all Rhode Island industries, marine trades were affected by the 2008 recession, but they have since bounced back. According to Rhode Island's Department of Labor and Training, marine trades workers earned an average income of more than $50,000, considerably higher than average private sector pay. Wendy Mackey is the CEO of the Rhode Island Marine Trades Association. She says that the industry continues to grow, and that means a demand for more workers.
The areas that we see a real need for workers or a demand in workers are entry-level workers, so people who haul boats, fix boats, clean boats, put them in the water, take them out of the water, that sort of thing, the maintenance parts of boatyards, and then also mechanics, skilled mechanics, so mid-level skilled mechanics, electronics.
Over the past couple of years, the state has recognized this demand. State officials are stepping in to help grow the industry by funding programs to train the next generation of marine workers.
Looks like a contour map right now, but we'll end up to be a smooth...
Eric Gertz is the chief technology officer at Gertz Composites in Bristol. Thanks to state grant money, the company has been able to train and hire new workers in recent years.
We spend a lot of effort doing that. And it pays off because that allows us to recruit from a wider audience.
Gertz Composites manufactures mostly yachts and has built 10 America's Cup boats.
A piece of foam that Bruce cut this morning.
Gertz says that people in the industry want to see others succeed as well.
We actually root for people who may seem on the outside to be competitors. We actually root for them because a strong boat building economy around us, we all feed off of that.
Because a strong marine trades industry has many indirect effects on the economy as a whole. Take Newport, for example. With the capability to host racing events and marinas that are able to service luxury yachts, it is considered by many to be the yachting mecca of the Northeast. In 2015, Newport was one of the host ports in the Volvo Ocean Race, an intense round-the-world competition. Newport was the race's only stop in North America. According to a study commissioned by Sail Newport, a nonprofit that promotes sailing on Aquidneck Island, the event delivered an economic impact of more than $47 million. With the influx of people coming to watch the Volvo race, Restaurants, hotels, and retail stores saw more business. Because of Newport's success as a host port, the Volvo Ocean Race will be back in the city by the sea in May 2018. Again, Wendy Mackey, CEO of the Rhode Island Marine Trades Association.
Right now, I mean, we're planning out at least a year because we're thinking about how do we shine a light on the marine trade industry here in Rhode Island when the Volvo Ocean Race is here in May 2018.
For now, Newport Harbor is fairly peaceful. But every day, there is a new boat out in the harbor. And soon, it will be bustling with activity, which is good, not only for the city by the sea, but for the entire Ocean State. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Pearl Masek.